Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I talk all about the voice and how to use your voice, ladies, to speak confidently in any situation, whether it's work, home, play, on dates, whatever. Keep listening to this week's episode and you're going to learn some tips and hints that you never knew that's going to help you achieve your goals. I'm going to be talking about some do's and don'ts. So this is part three. So if you ain't heard the other ones, go back to last month's podcast on the Q&A section. You'll hear it, okay? Now, you can speak in confidence. You can speak confidently in public. It's a valuable skill, as I've said, at presenting at work, giving a speech, participating in group discussions, doing appraisals, negotiations, whatever it is. And here's some do's and don'ts I want to help you with, okay? So first do. Do use gestures and body language that support what you're saying. Okay, so whether that means if you're saying something really large, your hands go out. If you're saying something really small, you can do that kind of pinch, almost like you're pinching salt kind of gesture. This can really enhance what it is you're saying, give the right message, make you seem more confident. Like, yeah, this girl knows what she's talking about. I like her, yeah? So use gestures and body language that support what you're saying. The next do, focus on your breathing. And I've always said this year, I think one of the best things that helps train your voice, using your diaphragm to breathe in and out, etc., is if you can swim. If you go swimming, you have to learn how to breathe properly, particularly if you swim like, you know, underwater, like proper swimming. Not just them girls that are just up there, just, you know, not doing much about it. You know what I'm saying? Not doing much, okay? And I say focus as well on your breathing. Deep, controlled breaths can calm your nerves, slow you down, let you stay in the moment, and helps you maintain a steady voice, my dear. So in and out, use the diaphragm. If you can go swimming, my love. It helps you to learn how to breathe properly. Or just actually just sit there, in through the nose, using the diaphragm, and that will help. And another do, you got to visualize your success. I've spoken about this quite a few times. Imagine yourself delivering that successful presentation, team meeting, speaking confidently on that date, you know, on that phone call. Visualize your success. Tell yourself you are the baddie at speaking confidently in any situation, okay? And always engage with your listeners. Encourage them, let them ask and make it interactive. I don't like speaking to like a there's one of my pastors at my church, like, I ain't speaking to no dead church, no quiet church, and you've said I'm gonna sit down if no one responds. It's a two-way street, okay? Encourage questions at the end, probably, because sometimes some people ask questions and you're just about to talk about it. Ask for their opinions, include stories and quotes and things. Involve your listeners. Ask them for a situation that relates to them. What point hit them? Interact. It feels more normal, like a conversation with your friends. Like when you talk to your friends, you don't just go monotone. I am talking. I am the lecturer. You know? So, yeah, that's what I want to encourage you. Engage with your audience. Make it a two-way process. Yeah? So those are the do's. Do use gestures, body language, focus on your breathing, visualize your success, and engage with your audience. And let's hit the don'ts, ladies. Do not overcomplicate things. I'm using all this technical language and jargon. Please keep it simple. Please keep it clear, because not everybody understands, or sometimes those letters mean something else to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And if you make a mistake, I don't call things mistake. I find them as learning curves. So if you made a mistake or you fluffed something up, use it as a learning curve. So, okay, I did this in this situation. Let me learn and do it this way in this situation. So, you know, you need to have variety, pitch, tone, sound enthusiastic or confident. Hear those needs and improvements and then just do it. Don't, like, be down on yourself. And I'm all one for talking naturally, but I do agree that you need to have some type of thought pattern plan out, either in your mind, on post-it note, in your notes, in your phone. Don't like just wing it completely. I love improvisation because I've got notes, but I freestyle on top of them. Do you know what I'm saying? So you need to have some type of preparation. So you've got a start, a middle, an end, and some actions. So what's the point of you talking? So don't like just be with no notes thinking you're just going to do it amazing. Even the greatest speakers, I'm telling you, they have a speech Obama, Denzel, Dame Judi Dench, Joanna Lumley, when they go up and do those talks and stuff, there's a list written down of what needs to be said. So have a list of some form, bullet point notes, I don't know, something, so that you can have this, and this will give you confidence and you'll stay on track. The last, do not cram. Okay, if you've got 10 minutes, don't put in a 45 minute amount of information in a 10 minute session. It's not gonna work. Don't try and memorize every word. Don't squeeze too much into the time, because that's gonna cause you stress and anxiety and worry. It's gonna come out in what you're saying. Focus on just three main points maximum whenever you've got a talk. Give an action point for each one. Those are your main points and concepts. Go over the points, go over the action points. And always remember that building confidence in speaking, you know, speaking in public, it takes time. Start with smaller audiences and listeners, then improve. Start talking to your cat, talk to your dog, talk to your child, talk to your husband, talk to your group, talk to your crew. Then increase, okay? And that's how you can improve your confidence, your growth, and just speaking more confidently like never before. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I have been your host, Leanne Turner, and I hope you have loved it as much as I have loved being that voice in your ear, helping you to speak more confidently like never before. And if that's your goal, well, it must be if you've been listening to my podcast. You can't just be listening to my sweet, honey, calm, soothing tones, although I'm grateful that you are. I want to help you to speak more confidently in your life, whether that's at work, at home, on dates, you know, business, whatever it is you need to do on the phone. I want you to be that confident woman that you know you can be, but you just didn't know the how. Let me be your how, my love. Okay. So this month I've got some free spaces in my coaching clientele base. And I want you in there. I want to help you to reach that level of speaking confidence like you never have before. If you're a woman and you know that you want to speak confidently in your interview to nail that job, you want to speak great and confidently engaging in work presentations, in team meetings, on your videos online, on dates, on phone calls, at home, to the children, wherever it is you need to talk, because you know we ladies, we like to talk, right? I want to help you to express yourself confidently. Yeah, and if that's you and you think that you can really benefit for some coaching sessions, I have some space for you this very month, my dear. So go onto my website, leanneturner.com, click the coaching page, and you're going to see how you can, you know, let me know your needs and how I can meet your needs and how we can make this happen. Okay, I am so excited to see you in the coaching session. I've got a few spaces left just for you, my dear. And please go onto my website, click coaching and sign up on the form, and let's make this happen so you can be that confident speaking woman like never, ever before.